Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 8:50 a.m. Tuesday morning on KSJE. It is now time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment when we talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is joining me now live from the shelter on the phone this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for joining me this morning, as always. And how are things down at the shelter? You still pretty full?
Unfortunately, we are 100% full in dogs, so we need to find some forever homes for some of our amazing pets we have here for adoption.
Sounds like it. Okay, well, let's get to work, see what we can do here. Let's tell everyone about Bobby. He's a good-looking dog.
He is. He is very, if you can see his picture, he's as cute as a button, especially with his little pink nose lying on his nose.
Right.
Bobby is a 2-year-old husky mix. He can be a little bit shy in his kennel and takes a little bit to warm up to new people. But once he does, his true personality shines, and he is playful and loving and just in need of a forever home.
Okay. All right. Well, Bobby is available at the shelter this week, so let's see if anyone wants to go down and meet him and maybe meet him outside of his kennel and take him for a walk and see how things go, right?
Absolutely.
Very good. All right. What about Blush?
Blush is a 1-year-old mixed breed, and she is sweet as can be. And if you can see her picture, she is all ears. She's got those big ears. if you're looking for a new addition to your family, she does well with other dogs. She's done well with kids who have come in and interacted with her here at the shelter. So she would be the perfect addition to any family.
All right. Pretty easy going.
Mm-hmm.
And those ears.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, she's all ears.
There you go. That is Blush, available this week. And let's not leave out the cats, right? Tell me about Snow.
Snow is a stunningly solid white 2-year-old cat. He can be a little mischievous at times. He's one of those that you can't pet me unless I let you.
Okay.
But, you know, some cats are like that.
Yep.
But when he does like you, he will let you pet you. Or pet him, and then he loves treats and snacks. So if you have those with you, you're gonna get lots of attention from him.
Ah, very treat motivated, huh?
Yeah, he is. You know, you think of treat motivation in dogs, but it happens in cats as well.
Indeed, especially with Snow. It appears that is Snow, available this week at the shelter. And last but certainly not least is Joy.
Joy is a loving and sweet 3-year-old gray tabby, just looking for a new place to call home. He loves chin scratches, and he's curious and loves to explore. He actually got moved into one of our big social rooms yesterday, so he did a lot of exploring yesterday. And you walk in there, and he just like wants to hop right up on your lap, so you would take him home.
Very good. All right, Joy is ready.
He is, so you just got to stop by, look at one of these 4 animals, or we have several others that are in need of their forever home, so this is just a small portion of who we have available.
Right, but they are available this week, and folks can check them out. You are open 5 days a week, 6 days, 6 days a week?
6 days a week. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11:30 to 5:30, so come on in. We're still extremely short-staffed as well, so if you or someone you know is an animal lover and would love to come and work at the Farmington Animal Shelter, we've got lots of positions open. So come down and apply.
Folks can apply. There you go. And they can do that in person at the shelter, Amber, or they can go on the city's website probably and find the jobs as well, can't they?
Yeah, you can go down on the City of Farmington website and fill out all the applications. We've got several kennel tech positions open and front desk receptionist positions open. So come down and help us join our team and hopefully help save some lives.
There you go. Very true. That's fmtn.org, the City of Farmington website. You can check that out.
Yep.
Amber, thank you so much. Always great to visit with you. Thanks for all the work that you do at the shelter and talking with me every week. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you.
Great. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest this morning here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.